In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was thus, for his mother Mary, having been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, was found to be with child of the Holy Spirit. But Joseph, her husband, being just, and not willing to make her an example, wished to divorce her secretly. Joseph, knowing that his wife was pregnant, knowing that he was not the father, of course, came to any conclusion that the same conclusion that any of us would come to, that Mary had become pregnant by another man. This, of course, was illegal according to the law. She was guilty of fornication or adultery. And if Joseph had accused her, she would have been stoned. Now, if that accusation stood, he would have been the first to cast the stone according to the law. Joseph was a just man. He didn't want her to die. I'm sure he thought that she had sinned. I'm sure he thought that because she had sinned, he did not want to marry her. But his justice was mercy. He was not willing to cast the first stone. And of course, he had the dream, and the angel appeared to him and told him that the child was of the Holy Spirit, and everything went from there. But the principle that Joseph used was that he was not in favor of something unless he was willing to do it himself. This is actually why I'm opposed to the death penalty. I know there are people of good conscience that favor the death penalty. But my reason for being against the death penalty, one of them, is that I am not going to be the person who shoots the gun or flips the switch or inserts the drug in the IV line. I won't do that. And because of that, I am against the death penalty. Now, there's many other reasons, of course, and this is not a diatribe against or for the death penalty. But this principle should apply to everything that we do. We should consider what it is that a person should do, and we should only do things that we should only be in favor of things that we're willing to do. Now, in the world, and unfortunately in people in the church, people lie, people slander, people malign. Well, that's killing. According to the Sermon on the Mount, that's killing. That's murder. Are we willing to kill someone? Are we willing to take a knife and stab it in their heart? To take a gun and shoot them in the head? If you're willing to do that, then I guess go right ahead and slander your brother. Go right ahead and malign him. Go right ahead and climb over him when you're going for a certain job or for a certain status. But a godly person does not want to hurt his brother. Does not even want to have his brother hurt by surrogacy. And that's most of the time what we do. Slander and maligning others and lying about others, that usually causes other people to do the work that we wish to be done. But if we're godly, we apply this concept from the law that any accuser of a person of a capital offense must be the one to cast the first stone. So if we do this, I think we'll save ourselves from a lot of sin. Let's take Joseph's example, Holy Joseph the Betrothed's example. And let us not do anything or say anything that might lead to actions that we ourselves would not be willing to do. It seems easy to put someone away from another with another person. But let's not do that. It is the equivalent of us doing it ourselves. May God deliver us from hypocrisy and from hidden motivations.